You're listening to Inside My Victory with Kelly Stickle, a podcast on leadership, creativity, and building great churches. You can find Kelly online at kellystickle.com.
Hi, Victory Nation. Welcome to Inside My Victory, a podcast about the church, leadership, and creativity. I'm Pastor Gene.
And I'm Pastor Kelly, and you can follow along this with this podcast by the notes we provided for you at my website, kellystickle.com.
And if you have any questions you'd like us to answer or any discussions you'd like us to have, please email us at leadership@myvictory.ca.
Yeah, please take advantage of this. If you're a pastor or a leader and you have a topic you'd like us to take on or discuss, you can send your questions again to leadership@myvictory.ca. We would love to take it on.
Absolutely.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I am doing good.
I enjoyed the last podcast. We had a lot of fun.
Yes.
Talking about the test of offense.
Yeah, we just got back from a great one-day conference, which was
so
refreshing. It was awesome to see so many pastors and leaders from across Western Canada, different denominations, all coming together mm-hmm. under one roof and being led through the proving ground and being taught, and from our teams being taught to the lead pastors being taught to the different breakout sessions to the amazing panels and the
right.
teaching that went on. It was awesome. Very pointed, very
I love
quick.
The continuity of
it. Very, very, very powerful. And one thing that stood out to me, I think, in that is there was a panel, a discussion of pastors that they got in, that friends of Team Church.
Right.
And there's one guy that really stood out to me in that
there
panel.
Was.
That was Pastor Jason Mormon. He stood out to you as well.
Wasn't he good?
He was
so good. You know, in this whole idea of the test of small things, he tells a time that when he had come from a large church that his brother was pastoring, and he kind of replanted a church in Florida.
Yes.
And the first Sunday there were supposed to be like 30 or 40 people there. There were three people there.
Yeah, three.
And two of those was a couple, a Jamaican couple in their 80s.
Yeah.
And I'm hesitant to laugh at 80s. But the other one was on some kind of medication, was dozing in and out of the service.
Yeah, went to sleep right as he started preaching.
Yeah. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, this matters more than just today.
I think what was cool about his story is the week before he had preached at his brother's church,
right.
over 1,500 people
yes.
in attendance, he's a replant, he's taking on this brand new work, and he comes in, he's all excited, this is his first church, he's going to do this, and he had three people show up the
yes.
first Sunday.
And then next Sunday.
He describes them.
Yeah.
But then I love how he said, because it builds off of what we talked about last week,
mm-hmm.
where he felt... Initially, he felt that twinge of offense. He felt the
mm-hmm.
feeling of offense and going, you know, he was angry. He was upset. He felt like, you know, giving up right there, that this is a waste of time. Just close the doors. How am I going to build on this?
Yeah.
How am I going to build on this? Offended at the guy sleeping. Offended at, you know, this is who shows up. Offended at the opportunity even given to him. Why is this for me? All of that stuff. But then he that's stage one that we talked about last week, of
right.
feeling offense.
Right.
But then he chose
yes.
to press in a little bit deeper.
Yes.
And that's when he felt the Holy Spirit press on him that it matters more than just today.
Yes. And he said this, Kelly, I like this. He said, it's easy to see the size of something, but not easy to see the value of something.
Wow. Say that again. That's so good.
It's easy to see the size of something, but it's not easy to see the value of something.
So good.
And that's the test of small things.
And that is. That's the test of small things. It's the test of small things from the book Proving Ground, which again, I recommend for everyone to get. This is an amazing book. I bought it for all of my kids because I just think it's a manual for life that we're going to
mm-hmm.
go through. All of us go through all nine of these tests. Over and over
and
again.
And not just individually, churches as a whole go through those tests
yes,
as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And leaders, we go through these tests on
all
our
the
teams
time.
All the time. But the test of small things is how the book starts. And the test of small things is based on Jesus' statement in Luke 16 and 10, whoever can be trusted with little can
right.
also be trusted with much. So I think it's easy as a pastor to look at the crowd and to get fed off the crowd and to miss the people or the
Ooh,
individuals.
That is really good.
And I think that's what he was looking at, is that he was looking initially at the size of the crowd and missed what he talked about, the value of the individuals, of the people there. Yeah. And I think it's, you know, regardless of our size of church, I think that really spoke to me, is that, you know, it's easy sometimes to be caught up with the crowd or mm-hmm. and to allow our, you know, elation or disappointment to be based off on the size of the crowd. But really, we're not called ever to minister to a crowd. We're called to minister to people.
You know, and you just said that it's not just the smallness of a crowd, but even the large crowds can make you feel like you're very successful or whatever. And then when that crowd is not there and it decreases, you're offended because those people didn't show up again.
Right.
So it's so much, yeah.
That's, well, if you take your ego based on the size, so if your ego is based on the size and you have success, then it's going to be based on when it's not there, and you're going to be a mess.
Yes.
And it can't be based on that. It's all about ministering to the individual. Jesus exemplified this. He had crowds following him, but he wasn't ever captivated by the crowd. He would, every time we read stories mm-hmm. of what Jesus did, he ministered to individuals in the crowd. That's what stood out more than just what he did to the entire
That's a strong point, because that's we can only minister one-on-one anyway, so we really are effective there. We can speak to the crowd.
Yeah.
We've really got to connect with those people.
So I love what Pastor Jason said. It was really encouraging, I know, for a lot of pastors. I talked to a lot of pastors after that, because he talked about that story in such a captivating way.
Yes.
In a funny way.
It was very funny. So hysterical.
As he did it, I pictured myself being in those situations. And most of my ministry career, I pastored small churches. So I pictured the room. I pictured the people. I pictured the faces. I knew I was right there with him. And I'm thinking, man, it pulled me right in and going, would I have been able to process past that? Or would I have wanted just to shut this down and give this...
Yeah,
to give it up. And I think what, you know, the test of small things is, you know, we cannot get to where we want to go tomorrow if we're always bypassing today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his ability to say, okay, I know I'm going to stick with this thing. This is what God's calling me to do. This is what we're going to invest in these people. We're going to value these three people. One of them's asleep. You know, the other two are in their 80s. We're going to value these people and pour into these people. And that's going to be a begin. And I think that's the test of the small things, because if we can do it, it's what we do with what we have mm-hmm. that proves our potential to handle
our faithfulness
more.
To that small thing.
Yeah, we've got to be faithful to the small thing. So I love, there's a quote in the book that I loved from Pastor Kevin. He says, when I'm considering giving a person an important responsibility in our ministry, and this is key for all of us as leaders and pastors, because mm-hmm. the test of small things comes to us on our teams all the time. And,
yes.
And we need to watch. The test of small things is one that I think every one of us at some point is facing, or probably at all the time facing, where what we're doing now is smaller than what it's going to be in the future. But when we're watching people and who to promote and who to bring on our teams, and I get asked that all the time by pastors, who do I promote? How do I find leaders? How do I do this? The test of small things is one of the probably the biggest tests to pull out. And he says, when I'm considering giving a person an important responsibility in our ministry, I always look at how they are handling the responsibilities they already have.
Yes.
That's the test of small things. Pastor Jason passed that. Flying colors. Better than anyone I've seen. That was amazing. But he says this, red flags go up if I see a low energy level in approaching their current responsibilities.
Yeah.
Man, that's so good. If somebody's going, well, I'm just doing
that
this.
That's really key. Because you can miss that if you're not paying attention.
Right.
And that's to help that person pass that test.
If a volunteer is doing just enough to get by, and they're low energy, they're not excited about what they're doing. They're all just doing this.
Our free leaders are doing that.
Yeah. They're not passing the test of small things.
No.
Don't promote them to give them more.
No.
To make them happy. Don't make that mistake. They show a low energy in approaching their current responsibilities. The second red flag is, he said, the tendency to be late repeatedly, signaling that their schedule is out of control. That's a test. It seems like a small thing, but it's not. It really does indicate other things. Another red flag, he says, missing deadlines consistently. That's key. Another red flag is their children not getting enough attention at home. This can be observed in the children's behavior usually. I was like, whoa. I mean, these are, you know, really, we can dig into that. Yeah, no, it all areas of life. Yeah. Are they might seem like, well, that's just my family life. That doesn't really interfere with. No, that's not true. It all interacts and interferes with another. He says an unkept yard, house, or automobile. I was like, if they can't even organize that part of their life, they're probably not going to be able to organize more. Which is what Jesus said: if he who's proven with little can be given much. And then he says another red flag is sloppy appearance or poor hygiene. It's like, you know, that is interesting red flags about for us as leaders. I thought that was really good for us to look and watch.
That's
our people.
A good checklist for us leaders.
It's really good.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and Pastor Jason also said, you know, I love how he expanded on the story. And then he says, hey, I'd love to say that this had a happy ending right away and that immediately once I had that revelation that next week, yeah, we had 100 people in service and we were off and running. He said, no, next week it was the same 3 people. And then he said it took an enormous amount of time and dedication, which leads us to another test, which is the test of time.
Test of time.
So it's one thing to pass the test of small things once, but can you do it over and over, which is the test of time?
And I think it reminds us, I think he shared the scripture in Ephesians 5:16. It says, make the most of every opportunity.
Yeah.
And that opportunity right there that Jason had to stay faithful and to firm himself right there, be there and live that was powerful. And he had to make the most of those opportunities that were in front of him.
That's so true. And the test of time is a test that is proven all throughout the Bible multiple times. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we read the Bible and we go from one chapter to the next and we miss the amount of time that's in between there. But Noah had to wait 50 years from the time that God told him to start building the ark. He had to wait 50 years before it started raining. I mean, 50 years, that's a long time. Abraham and Sarah had to wait 25 years, you know, from the promise of Isaac to when Isaac was born. Joseph had to spend 14 years in prison before he got to be to his promise. David had to spend 15 years from when he was anointed to when he was crowned king of all of Israel. Paul himself, from the time his Damascus Road experience and all the training before his first missionary journey, that span of time was 15 years. So we look at all this and going, well, that's, you know, it's got to be happening in an instant. It's got to happen right now. And we get really impatient. I'm guilty of that. We get really impatient. We expect it right now. But the test of time is really about having the long-term vision and focusing on the journey, not so much the destination.
Yeah. And you have to hold on to that vision, but you have to live in the present.
Yes.
And think about tomorrow, but live in the present. I think that's powerful. I think that's, and Jesus waited a long, I mean, you know, 30 years old before he started his ministry.
Yeah, that's very
knowing
true.
Who he was for
very
most
true.
Of those years. I think that's really, really powerful. That test of time is like the unfolding. I kind of vision, I'm a visionary, a visual person. And I would picture like the flower unfolding slowly, and then time-lapse photography. And I think it's hard for us to allow our life to unfold. We're in a rush.
Right.
And I think there's so much that God's doing to perfect us and to mature us.
Yes.
And prepare us for what's ahead.
Yes.
For the tests even that are ahead.
Yeah. And I think there's probably 4 areas that the test of time really, really comes at us and tests us. It tests. Firstly, our interest. You know, are we gonna stay interested, or do we get distracted? You know, when it doesn't come right away, do we find something else?
Yeah.
Are we gonna stick?
We
to
substitute
it?
Something else.
Right, which leads to motivation. Are we gonna stay motivated? Are we gonna run out of inspiration quickly because it doesn't come at the time we expected? Or it affects our confidence. You know, because we get our attention turns to the negative because it's not happening like we imagined it would happen. So our confidence gets shaken and our determination, you know, we start well, but do we finish well? And I think the test of time really tests our motivation, our inspiration, our confidence, and our determination.
I think with those 4, which are powerful, the one motivation is to learn how to motivate yourself.
Yes.
And you do that by what God has put in you.
Yes.
Where you know he's taking you and what he's doing in you, what the word of God says. I think that's important because I think if you can do that, you can turn the thing back around and enjoy the test of time.
That's faith, right?
It is
having
faith.
Eyes of what is not yet
yes.
seen. Yes.
Sounds really scriptural.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And we have to do that because you know that the church is the hope of the world.
It really is.
And we are on this mission.
To reach every available person.
At every available time, whether we feel like it or not.
That's right. By every available means.
With the gospel of Jesus Christ.
By creating churches.
That unchurched people love to attend.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Inside My Victory with Kelly Stickle. Kelly would like to answer your specific questions about church, leadership, and creativity in an upcoming podcast. You can send your questions to leadership@myvictory.ca. We are excited to announce that Kelly's new book, Minecraft, is set to be released in the new year of 2019. To reserve your copy, continue to follow this podcast and visit Kelly's website for more information. If you've been enjoying this podcast, a simple thing you can do is rate it, review it, and share it. It's a great way for you to help us equip more and more people who will build great soul-winning churches. Thank you again for joining us on the Inside My Victory podcast.